This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
I appreciate everyone taking the time tonight. I'm sure you've had a long day of class and a lot of other things you think may be better to do. But hopefully I'll have some impact through my journey on your life to change the way you look at things. Because one of the things that I've learned is you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And it's that simple. And there's two things I want to talk about today, and I'm going to leave some time for questions because I love talking to people, but more importantly, I love listening for things, listening for what would really help you more than speaking to you. But I want to teach about those values real quickly, about gratitude that will give you perspective to find the light, the love, and the lessons and everything. The things you see today as punishment, you may change the way you look at it to see the promotion, protection, and love that those challenges that you face today and have faced in the past and will face in the future will promote you and protect you to your potential, your greater self, your higher self, to the champions that all of you have the potential to be. And it's gratitude that will allow you to do that. Forgiveness is the second one, empathy, because it gives you ease. So much of your time you'll see in your life is spent reacting to fear. Now, a lot of you may go down the journey in your lifetime to find out what childhood traumas have created fear in your life or past lives or what you're afraid of in the future. But it's really the way you react to fear that will determine your potential. A lot of people create more dis-ease in their life because of the fear that they perceive instead of working on creating ease to take advantage of that omniscient, all-powerful source that all of us are connected to. You don't have to go get it. Let's just figure out what you're doing to interfere with it. Accountability, I'm sure your coaches talk to you, your teachers talk to you, your parents talk to you about being accountable. I have a different perspective of accountability as my third value in my life, and accountability is about learning because life's about lessons. It's that simple. The life's about lessons. The lessons will keep on coming to you on and off the field until you learn them. Once you learn them, then you move on. And so we need to be accountable to learn lessons. Number one, ask yourself, when things don't go your way or when they don't go as you think they should, ask yourself, what did I do? What did I do to be responsible for that? And what am I supposed to learn from it? Two, what did I do to attract this to myself? There's a universe that has a law of attraction, and when you put the right energy into the universe, when you think about what you want, your coach told me a story today about how he wrote, I'm gonna be a D1 coach at 35 right on his mirror. It was no accident. No accident that he's the head coach here at 35. You know why they call it a coincidence? Because it's when your attention, when you focus in on what you want, not what other people want, not what's missing, not what you don't have, but what you want, when you focus in on what you want in your life and pay attention to it by putting it on your mirror, by creating a vision board, by putting it on your screensaver on your phone, and then you give it your intention. When you give it your intention, you do everything you can every day. You say everything you can every day. You think everything you can every day. You feel it and believe it. When you pay attention to what you want and give it your intention, I promise you one thing. The coincidences, the coinciding of the universe, the law of attraction, you will be responsible and attract what you want in your life. And if you're not, ask yourself, what am I doing? What am I supposed to learn from it? And then finally, understanding the power of your self-perception. You see, perception does two things. It expands the limitations that most people put on their life. There's two things that will limit you. I promise you, on the field and off the field. Play by play, day by day, year by year. The first thing that will limit you is how are you participating in the perception of your past? What meaning are you giving to the failures, mistakes, setbacks, shortages, voids, obstacles of your past? What meaning are you giving that? Is it one of punishment or is it one of promotion and protection? I remember I was a millionaire 9 months out of law school, multimillionaire by 95. worth over $100 million when I ran Samsung's phone division, worth even more when I ran Lee Steinberg Sports and Entertainment, the most notable sports agency in the world. Married to my dream girl, had more money than I ever dreamed of. I grew up poor. My mom used to drive me around in between her two jobs with a paper bag full of my dinner just so we could eat. I had everything, but when I lost everything, I had access to what billionaires could afford. I ran the most notable sports agency. I represent Warren Moon, Troy Aikman, Steve Young, Lennox Lewis, Evander Holyfield, Oscar De La Hoya, Sabathia Ramirez. That's just to name a few. I had everything in my life, and I lost it all. And I will tell you, the day I lost it all, while the only reason I wanted to be rich was to buy my mom a house. Anybody here want to be rich so they can buy their mom something? Yeah. Raise your hand and keep it up. I'm telling you, it's a great thing to want to coincide. But I was the idiot that had to go walk up to his mom's house and tell her not only that I had lost everything, but I forgot to take my name off her title. Here I was years later with everything in the world. Married my dream girl, had three beautiful daughters, all under 10, and I had to tell my mom I lost her house and she had to move. When I knocked on her door, I immediately started to cry. She said to me, "Are you okay?" I was like, "Yeah." "Are the kids okay? Is your wife?" "Yeah." "What's the matter?" I'm like, "Mom, I lost everything." "Oh, it's okay." No, I lost your house. You need to move." She said, "No, it's okay. Do you need any money? Can I help you?" I'm like, "Mom, I don't think you heard me. I lost your house and you have to move." She said, "I heard you. Are you okay?" I told my mom that day, I said, "I feel so punished. Why this happened to me? I've always done everything I'm supposed to do. Got great grades in school. I, believe it or not, don't laugh, I'm pre-warning this. I played college football." You had to laugh, didn't you? Well, there's only one truthful person in here. Yeah, I could run scared faster than most of you can angry, I promise. Not anymore, though. So don't try it. Don't get angry. But I told my mom, I said, "I'm punished. Why did this happen to me?" And she looked at me and she said, "Son, you got to be accountable for everything in your life." I said, "Mom, I don't think I believe in God. Why would he punish me that way? Why would he punish you?" And she said, "Son, you believe in God. You just believe in the wrong God." That changed my life because that day I decided that the meaning of my past, of my bankruptcy, of my losing everything, all the mistakes, failures, setbacks that I had in front of me, the meaning I was going to give it was protection, promotion, and love. I'm here for a reason, and I was going to practice my potential, just like I did with such a low basement of skills and knowledge to play football. I had a huge delta in my life. I did, and reach still today, made all my money back, have done so many things in my life. People say, "What's the closest to your potential you've lived?" It was playing football in college. And I wasn't very good. My college coach, I interviewed him, and I said, "Well, you know, I was an average Division III college football player." He said, "No, you're pretty much below average." But that was my potential because I learned these values of gratitude, forgiveness, and accountability. I ask myself every day, what am I doing to participate in the meaning of my past? Why do I do that? Because your future will be limited only by the meaning of your past. If you're not looking for the light, the love, and the lessons of what you've learned, play by play, day by day, year by year, then you're missing out. That's what we're here for, to expand and grow and learn from the mistakes that we make on and off the field. You are protected, promoted, and loved. Give your past that meaning. You are protected, promoted, not punished. You will limit your own future. Now, the second thing that limits your future is your own self-image. You will never overachieve your own self-image. I'm going to repeat that. You will never overachieve your own self-image. So if you think in limiting ways, "Oh, you know, we can't do that. I can't do that. I can't get this grade. I can't go to the pros. I can't do this. I'll never be able to afford this." I promise you one thing, whether you think you can or you can't, either way, you're right. I've seen so many people with extraordinary talent, skills, and desire limit themselves, not just by thinking they're victims, by being punished, but by limiting their self-image. Don't limit it. You can do whatever you want to do. Put the pictures up on your mirror of what you see for yourself. And don't listen to what other people think. I probably have more followers than anyone in here. That's probably as surprising as me being a college football player. And I can tell you when people post on my Instagram, you know, oh, what does he know? He's fat. He's stupid. He stole gratitude from Gary Vee. Whatever other stupid things they say, it still hurts my feelings. As stupid as it is. So I know what it's like to care about what other people think. When you play football at a university like this, people are going to think things and say things and do things about you and to you that have no relevance in your life if you know who you are. Too many people live their life, I want more happiness, more health, more wealth, more worthiness in my life. I need more. No, you don't. You already are. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am worthy. Let's figure out what you're doing to interfere with it, because we all live in a universe of everything for everyone. You're just stopping it. It's your potential, your greatness that you will find by giving the meaning to your past and learning from it to get you into a divine direction in a divine time of where you want to be or better. There is no limitations. You are the limitations to what you want and who you can be and become. Now, you can't sit at home, high on your mom's couch, dreaming about what you want. That's not going to do it. You got to do it every single day. You got to do it, say it, believe it, feel it, all every single day where you want to be or better. That's what gets you there. That's the effective communication with other people as being one, and of course, this omniscient, all-powerful source, whatever you believe religiously, philosophically, theoretically, spiritually, I don't care. I just hope that you believe like I do, that there's something bigger than you that knows everything, is all-powerful, and it loves you, protects you, and promotes you more than your mom. Because that's the way I live. Can I prove it to you? No. That's why they call it faith. I believe I'm protected, promoted, and loved at all times. And I'll tell you one thing I've learned over the years about human beings and human capabilities. None of us in here are capable of understanding or knowing outcomes. I'll repeat that. Nobody in here has a capability as a human being to understand or know outcomes. So when stuff happens today, when something happens today, you don't get the job you want, your girlfriend breaks up with you, you lose over $100 million and go bankrupt and have to tell your mom she's moving. That outcome today, you have no way of understanding what it means. The luxury is you get to give it the meaning. I will tell you, 17 years ago, I stood in front of my mom and told her I did not believe in God and I was being punished. And as I look back today with the new perspective that I have and the lessons I've learned, nothing has protected, promoted, and loved me more than that day of my life. I am only here today because if that didn't happen in my life, I probably would have been dead or especially divorced, or my wife would have killed me. Either way, I was not going to be here today in the position that I'm in. I want you to think about your values. They don't have to be mine. But I promise you, gratitude will give you this perspective. Forgiveness will give you the ease to not live in dis-ease. Accountability will teach you those lessons when you're responsible, attract them, and participate in the meaning of your past and the meaning of your future by not limiting your own self-image and effective communicating to something that inspires you. By clearing all those things in your life that don't inspire you, there's only two behaviors. Good behavior and bad behavior. And guess what? You own them all. Not your teachers, not the principal, not the deans, not your parents. It has nothing to do with good or bad behavior. Let me tell you what good behavior is. Good behavior is behavior that will get you to where you want to be or better, and bad behavior is that which interferes with it. So think to yourself what you want every day. I'm going to teach you 5 daily practices. And I'll repeat, daily practices. One thing I know about life is the power of consistency and the difficulty we have with consistency, even with the simplest things in life. For example, gratitude. It's the most powerful thing that I can teach. With the millions of followers I have, it's amazing how many people tell me, oh, Mr. Meltzer, I read your book. Thank you so much. You changed my life. I say thank you before I go to bed and when I wake up. I was like, so it took me 6 years to write this book, do all this research, and your takeaway in my book that changed your life was that you learned how to say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up. I learned that when I was 3. But one thing I'll tell you about consistent, persistent behavior is that the simple things to do are unfortunately simple not to do. Gratitude, saying thank you, takes 0.1 seconds. It's absolutely free. Every thought leader that you'll ever meet, every great athlete that you'll ever meet, every great entertainer that you'll ever meet, every great entrepreneur you'll ever meet will tell you that the most impactful thing in their life is their perspective of gratitude. To find the light, the love, and the lessons in everything. They will tell you, and it's free, and it takes 0.1 seconds. Anybody here think they can say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up for 30 straight days? I speak in front of thousands of people. I just was at the Maverick Center in Salt Lake with Goggins and Gary Vee and Jim Quick, and it was amazing. I said, how many people here think they can say thank you before they go to bed and when they wake up? Everybody, 12,000 people, raise their hands. Here's the saddest thing, what I know about human nature and about the simple things, even if they're the most impactful things in our lives. By tonight, every one that raised your hand, half of us won't say thank you. By tomorrow morning, another half of us won't say thank you. Within 3 days, almost all of us we'll stop saying thank you. Even though we all agree it's 0.1 seconds, it's free, and everyone we know that's successful tells you that it's the most impactful thing that changes their life. Their ability to find the light, the love, and the lessons in every person, place, thing, situation, event, etc. So what I'm going to teach you is the power of consistency to counteract human nature, to be consistent with what you want, with good behavior, and identifying bad behavior. Good behavior is what behavior puts you to where you want to be or better. Bad behavior is that which interferes with it. The first daily practice that will get you there is to know what you want. Write it places, put it on your mirror, think about it, say it, do it, believe it, feel it every day. This is what I want, a national champion. I want to be a multimillionaire. I want to be married and have 6 kids. I don't care what you want. It's yours, not mine. But if you don't know what you want every day, and you're not reminding yourself, remembering it, recollecting it with your source, the omniscient, all-powerful source that is protecting and promoting you, you are diminishing your capacity and limiting your own self-image. So I want you every day to think personally, this is what I want today to do, say, think, feel, and believe in the divine direction of where I want to be or better. Because we don't know what we don't know. We don't know that going bankrupt is going to change our life for the better. We don't know that, but it is. We don't know what that job that we didn't get is changing our life for the better, or the business partner that steals our money is going to put us there for the better. We don't know that at that time because it's not a capability that we have. But I'll tell you what you do know, what you want. And I want you every day to think about, this is what I want in my divine direction, and therefore this is the meaning I'm going to get from my past. I'm going to learn from the mistakes, setbacks, and failures of my past to get me to where I want to be or better. Every day I know what I want in that direction. I'm a realist. I take into account all the external circumstances and I evaluate them and say, this is what I want personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise. This is what I want in that divine direction, and I give it its divine time. I don't overreact when the stuff happens that I don't think I want. I believe, feel, say, think, and do, this is okay. I'm being protected and promoted. I got to find the light, the love. I got to get better. I got to figure this out, and I'm going to get there faster. Second daily practice, know your who. This is a powerful one when you're young. People ask me all the time. Remember, I have made over $100 million, lost it, and made it back. People will ask me when I was your age, what would I told myself? And it's in practice number 2. Know your who. Number 1, who can you help? One of the fastest ways to get to where you want to be is help other people get to where they want to be. Your teammates. Your teammates on the field and off the field. One of the fastest ways to get to where you want to be is to find someone and help them get to where they want to be. The second one is the one I failed at when I was young. It's the reason I think I lost everything. Ask for help. Find someone that sits in the situation that you want to be in. Ask him for directions. The fastest way to get to where you want to be is to find someone that's already there and ask him for directions. You don't have to pay the dummy tax. Every old person like me is begging for young people that have much more potential and much more opportunity than I ever had to help them get to where they want to be. You got to ask. The biggest challenge that you have is you're not asking for help. You think you have to do it on your own? No, there's plenty to do on your own, but ask someone for help. Ask a coach, ask a teacher, ask a business partner who loves this school more than you'll ever believe that would do anything for every single one of you. And if they don't know that they can help you, ask them, do you know anyone that can help me? People surround themselves with the right people and the right ideas. Know your who. That's the second daily practice. The third daily practice, know your how. Now, in order to know your how, we have to understand time. And I'm going to try to make this, and we're going to save time for questions, so if I get confusing, let me know. There's two types of time. The past and the future are infinite in their time. So if you close your eyes right now and I said, go back 100 million years in the past, all of you can do that. It's infinite. If I say go back 100 million in 1 year, you could do that. If I asked you to go in the future 100 million years, it would take but a few seconds of present time, man-made constructive time, 24 hours a day. So I deal with time knowing my how is how can I be productive, accessible, and gracious with my 24 hours a day, each day, in the divine direction of where I want to be, utilizing divine time to my favor by learning from the past, giving meaning from the mistakes, failures, and setbacks with a positive perspective that I'm being protected, promoted, and loved by the mistakes that I made, the stupid stuff that I do. Because I'm human. We all have that in common. You're going to do stupid stuff. Right after we leave this room, we're all going to do stupid stuff. I promise. We'll make mistakes. But knowing your how, so I utilize time and take advantage of what I've learned in physics to get the most out of time. Consistency, everyday behavior, gets acceleration, aggregation, and compounding effect. What does that mean? That 2 minutes a day is worth more than 2 hours on a Saturday. I'm going to repeat that. Something that you do 2 minutes a day, every single day without missing, will give you more productivity, accessibility, and gratitude in your life than 2 hours on a Saturday. Now, it's difficult because human nature does not like to be consistent. We don't like to do things every single day. So let's start by creating non-negotiables by knowing our how. My number one non-negotiable is sleep. I used to want to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I have marketed and worked with the Pro Football Hall of Fame for over 2 decades. Warren Moon, my business partner, he's on the board of the Hall of Fame. I no longer want to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Not that that's a reality anymore anyway. I want to be in the Sleep Hall of Fame. I want to be the best sleeper in the world. I want to recover better than anyone and access information with clarity to utilize every single day. So I make my number one non-negotiable 7 hours a day, I'm going to sleep well. I have a sleep coach for 17 years that coaches me the same way you're being coached right now. I have one of the world's greatest sleep doctors that coaches me, tells me how to unwind, tells me what temperature, how much light, when to eat. I travel 200 days a year around the world, and I am a sleep expert. I practice sleep. My 7 hours a day has exponentiality. So I, you know, you guys are in much better shape than me. I promise you, each one of you stronger, faster, and smarter than I am. But come shadow me one summer. Come shadow me for a day. You'll be sleeping in my back seat by 4 o'clock. I promise you. I promise you. Because I'll tell you why. Because we all have the exact same amount of energy. We all have the exact same amount of energy. What I'm an expert at is not interfering with it. I don't have the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, all of these emotions that are interfering with all of the source of energy that we have. An amazing amount of energy, and you get that through sleep. Then go ahead and pick and choose what else you want. So I pick each day another 3 hours, which totals 10 hours of non-negotiable time. 10 hours a day, I'm consistent. My health, my family, my faith, my finance, all of these different things, I give it a minimum amount of time every day. And let me give you my favorite minimum of 1 minute. And if you use this, I promise you, you all will be thanking me. I spend a minute a day, minimum, to call my mom. My mom's 81 years old. I'm still a mama boy. She means everything to me. I call my mom to tell her 4 things. And I promise if you do this, you can never give your mother a greater gift or your father. I call my mom every day. I just did a few hours ago from here. And I tell her, Mom, I just want to tell you I'm happy, I'm healthy, I love you, and I appreciate you. No matter how much crap your mom gives you, how much you think that there's a lot of guilt and all the things you don't like about what our parents say, you'll heal it all by calling your mom every day and telling her the 4 things she wants to know about you. That you're happy, you're healthy, that you love her and appreciate her. If you know your how, what's amazing is you could have 10 to 12 hours of non-negotiables, including your sleep. I only have 10 hours of things, including my sleep, that I do every day, 7 days a week, and I don't quit on it. Every day, I give my best, I learn lessons, and I have fun doing these 10 hours, including my sleep. What does that leave? It leaves me 14 hours to do whatever I want with my day. Variant behavior. But what I have found is 90% of success comes from what you do every day. Only 10% comes from the variant behavior. But the 2 things that come from the variant behavior is lessons and fun, enjoyment. Human nature loves it. And so if you understand knowing your how, you're going to get to where you want to be or better, your potential, not what I think or other people think, what you believe, say, do, feel, etc. It is the 10 hours of everyday stuff that will give you 90% of the success, but it's the 14 hours of variant behavior that allow you to be consistent in the 10 hours. By doing different things, learning different things, making mistakes, and enjoying your life. Utilize the 24 hours that you're given and guaranteed every day of your life, except for the last day. You are guaranteed 24 hours a day, every day of your life, except for the last day. You'll be cheated, some of us minutes, some of us hours. But if you don't realize the gift you're given in that 24 hours and that you're guaranteed it and you're not using it in your divine direction, in your divine time, you're missing out in the passion, purpose, and profitability that is already yours. Let's figure out what you're doing to interfere with it. The 4th daily practice. Know your now. This one is the kid killer. Every kid in the world has this problem. Know your now. See, if you know your what, know your who, and you know your how, you will now be able to prioritize your now. And remember, prioritization is the antidote to the kid killer. Procrastination and feeling overwhelmed. It is physically impossible to procrastinate if you know what to do now and know what to do next. You won't procrastinate, and you certainly won't feel overwhelmed. You got to know your now. Another thing about knowing your now, 100% of the things you do now get done. 100% of the things you do now get done. Not thinking about, I'll do it later. Not forgetting about what you said you thought you were going to do. But what you do now gets done 100% of the time. I don't like statistics at all. You know, the only statistics I like and don't like is 100% of my short putts in golf don't go in, never have. And 99% of all statistics are made up. Those are the two statistics I like the most. The next one is 100% of the things I do now get done. You have to know your now. If you don't know your now, then you don't know your what, your who, and your how. You're not prioritizing your day. You need to prioritize the abundance you've been given, the blessing that you've been given. When you kids tell me all the time, I got so many things I could choose from. I don't know what to do. You know, I have three daughters, 25, 22, 19, 14-year-old son. Ah, dad, I don't know. I got so many opportunities. Yeah, of course you do, because we're living in abundance. I live in an infinite loop of more than enough of everything for everyone. Of course you have too much to do. You're blessed. What a curse it would be if you had nothing to do. You got too much to do? Then let's heal it with prioritization. Let's know our now. Let's think about, what am I going to do, say, think, feel, and believe? What do I want today according to the meaning and lessons of the past about the circumstances of the rain and the in-laws and the cars and the homework, all the realities of today, but not limit myself of what I can do. Not limit my self-image, because I will never overachieve my own self-image. Never overachieve it. Know your what, know your who, know your how, and know your now. And then instead of searching for your why, which is the biggest thing, I mentor so many people, literally hundreds of thousands of people. Mr. Meltzer, please help me. I want to find my why. I'm telling you, you already are connected to your why. You're already connected to your why. Let's apply it. Let's apply it when you step on the field, when you step in the classroom, when you get an opportunity. I want to see you apply your why. Because you are already happy, healthy, wealthy, worthy. I am not I want to be. I am. What am I doing to interfere with it? So I'm going to teach you a little hack to apply your why. Anybody here believe that you are connected to something bigger than you? An omniscient, all-powerful source that loves you more than your mom? Anyone here believe that? Well, I do. And because I believe that, I found this hack. Instead of worrying or figuring out all the fear and hate, setbacks, all the things, resistance, I want to shorten the resistance and the distance of resistance in my life. So what am I going to do? I am going to identify how I react to that fear. When someone's mean to me, when someone cuts off me, when I fail at something, when I make a mistake, when I don't make the play, what is it? And I look for clues all the time about my reaction to fear. Anybody here ever have a need to be right? Yeah, that'll be good for your marriage if you're like me. Just have a need to be right. How about this one? Anyone here have a need to be offended? No, nobody has a need to be offended. I tell you, people have a need to be offended like me. The minute you walk outside a door, it's easy to find. It'll feed itself. Need to be separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, depressed. All of those things are what? They're interfering with your why. You already have your why. They're interfering with what you told me you believe in. When you're pissed off, that is interfering with your higher self. That's interfering with your power. When you're offended, when you feel not worthy, when you're anxious, depressed, worried is a duplicative interference. Not only is when you worry interfering with your potential, but you're wishing for what you don't want. And if you don't believe me, think about that class where you're like I was when I was in law school. Man, I hope they don't put the rules of perpetuity on that test. Oh God, I can't learn that. I can't wait. Oh, I hope they don't put the rules of perpetuity on that test. What do you think the first question on the test is gonna be? Rules of perpetuity. And it was in my trust and estates. Then I took the bar and I said the same thing. Oh, I hope they don't ask me about that rules of perpetuity. First question on the bar again. When I was 50 years old, almost 30 years after I graduated law school, never really practiced a day of law in my life. I became an entrepreneur right out of law school. I told myself, I can learn the rules of perpetuity. I am smart. And I went on the internet, and in 15 minutes, I learned the rules of perpetuity. I'd wasted hours worrying about the rules of perpetuity. Let's figure out what you're doing to interfere with it by understanding and identifying how am I reacting to situations. And when I react, in bad behavior, behavior that's interfering with where I want to be, then let's shorten the distance by using time as your dependent variable, and let's start practicing how quickly can we recover back to ease from dis-ease. So physically, if I feel a dis-ease, I have a pulled hamstring, bad ankle, or I have a cold, let's start looking at it in a different way, saying I am healed. I am part of an omniscient, all-powerful source. How can I shorten the distance of this resistance? What do I need to do, say, think, feel, and believe in order to spend less time in dis-ease? Mental, physical, and spiritual dis-ease. When I'm angry, same thing. And here's the mechanism, the cheat. What I do when I'm in bad behavior, when I'm interfering with my potential, instead of trying to resist it, go over it, under it, through it, around it, lie to it, manipulate it, cheat it, deny it, which is what human nature and the ego automatically has us do, I just stop. If I'm pissed off, I stop. If I'm worried, I stop. If I'm anxious, I stop. And I breathe. I drop. I drop back into center. I recollect, remind, and remember who I walk with, what I'm connected to and through, who loves me, protects me, and promotes me at all time. That's what I do. I drop down to there, and then I remind myself, what is it I want today? Who can I help and who can help me? How best can I get it done? And then I reprioritize my activities, and I move in an accelerated, aggregated, compound fashion into a divine direction, in divine time of where I want to be or better. So that I make more money, I help more people, and I have more fun because I have traveled the entire world and I've met millions of people, and I know one thing. Those people that make a lot of money, help a lot of people, and have a lot of fun are happy. If you know your what, you know your who, you know your how, you prioritize your now and apply your why, when your mind, body, and soul are on fire, when you need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, angry, guilty, resentful, whatever it is you're doing to interfere with your best self, know that your mind and body and soul are on fire. It's at dis-ease. And all of us have learned at a very young age, when we're on fire, you gotta stop, you gotta drop, and you gotta roll. I promise you, if you know your what, your who, your how, and your now, and you apply your why, you will make a lot of money. You will help a lot of people, and you will have a lot of fun. I even will promise you, you'll win a national championship. And if you guys do that, I promise you, you'll be happy. And if you guys are happy, that'll make me happy. I'm on a mission to empower over 1 billion people to be happy by learning these values and utilizing these daily practices to find your divine direction and your divine time to live to your potential. You are great. Let's figure out what you're doing to interfere with it. I thank you all very much and appreciate your time. All right, anyone have some questions? I got extra time over. All right, no one has a question. Oh, there you go. What's your name?
Tyler.
Tyler, good to see you. Yeah, well, you know, I will absolutely say my mom. you know, my mom still today has influence, but my faith combined with my mom, who continually reminds me about my faith, and I don't listen to my mom. I just have to tell you guys, I rarely have listened to my mom, but I watch her. I watch her. I watch how a single woman could raise 6 kids on her own, 5 boys and 1 girl, and help her community, teach second grade, pack my dinner in a paper bag, and then fill up turnstiles at convenience stores with greeting cards just so I could eat. My siblings, all 5 of them went to the Ivy Leagues, graduated summa cum laude from Harvard, Penn, Columbia, all have graduate degrees, all are hyper passionate, purposeful, and profitable people. Have huge families of their own. And I don't think any of my siblings really listened to my mom, but we watched her. I watched my mom enjoy the consistent, everyday, persistent without quit pursuit of her potential. And that's been really influential in me. And it's a combination of the wisdom from my mom and the faith that she gave me, the perspective of having faith, even at the lowest time. My basement had a basement. And but for my mom and other people that were mostly, there's a point in my life when I lost everything, I realized, I sat in my bed and I said, I hate my mom, I hate my dad, I hate my best friend, and I hate my wife. What's the matter with that? What's the matter with that? Why, when I was worth so much money and all this, why would the only four people that I hate be the only four people that were telling me the truth? Telling me the truth. Money doesn't buy love or happiness. Your behavior is not aligned with where you want to be. You better take stock in who you were and what you want to become. My reaction, I hate you. All of those other people that I thought loved me and I thought I love are no longer in my life. But those four people still are. And they still have a great impact on me. I remember sitting on my bed, looked over in the closet. I had a jacket when I, 30 years old, told my dad I hated him. He gave me a jacket with no pockets. He told me, David, you gotta, I was pissed. I'm like, you ripped out all the pockets. It's my birthday. Why would you give me this jacket? He said, because it's not for wearing. It's to remind you you're just like me. Money's not going to buy you love or happiness. I want you to hang that jacket in the closet, he said, and remind you you can't take anything with you. Money will not buy you love or happiness. I told him, F you. I hate you. I'm nothing like you. You're a liar, a cheater, a manipulator, overseller, back-end seller. I can't stand you. And I hung up. And there I was. 8 years later on my bed, my wife was leaving me, telling me I better take stock in who I was. I had just told her, look around you. Who do you think did all this? Told her I hated her. Best friend told him I hated him because he told me I don't want to hang out with you anymore because I don't like what you're doing and who you hang out with. I was running the most notable sports agency in the world. I was worth over $100 million. I had access to what billionaires could afford to do. And I sat there on my bed so full of hate until I saw that jacket. No coincidence, by the way. I looked at that jacket and I said to myself in tears, I don't hate my mom. I don't hate my dad. I don't hate my best friend. And I definitely don't hate my wife. I hate myself. I'm a liar. I'm a cheater. I'm a manipulator, overseller, and back-end seller. And I have faith in the wrong God. And I started those values that I taught you today, gratitude, forgiveness, accountability, and effective communication. And I started practicing every day where I wanted to be. And I gave a different meaning to my past. Great question, Tyler. Thank you. Yes, sir. What's your name?
Jay.
Good to meet you.
You've touched over $2 billion in a lifetime now, $200 million.
Yeah. How would I define success after the financial successes and failures that I've had of over $200 million? My success is completely aligned with my enjoyment, right? My ability to enjoy what I don't like, what I don't like, love, what other people don't like, and what other people don't love, consistently every day, persistently without quit. And I'll tell you, if you all learn to love what you don't like, if you learn to love what you don't love, and you can learn to love what other people don't like and what other people don't love to do every single day without quitting, life will tell you all its secrets. It'll give you the cheat codes. And when you got the cheat codes of life, life is easy. Making money is easy. Having a happy marriage is easy. Being healthy is easy. You get rid of all the dis-easy. And so for me, those people that are successful are those that have learned to enjoy that consistent, persistent behavior aligned with their divine purpose, their divine direction in the divine time, and live their lives protected, promoted, and loved. It has nothing to do. I will tell you this, the money followed me the second time. I went out and fought for it, competed for it, stole it, manipulated for it. I was a sports agent. I was a really good one. I'm not anymore, by the way, so don't get nervous. I'm too nice. But the money follows me because the more I give, the more I'm given. The more I'm given, the more I receive. The more I receive, the more I ask for, because I know there's more than enough of it. And so now I have more than more. Now I give more than more. I'm given more than more. I receive more than more. And now I ask for more than more than more. And so now I got more than enough of everything for everyone. I have more than enough. And I'll continue to have more. And I'll continue to give it and be given it and receive it and ask for even more. That's success to me. Great questions. Yeah, smart group of kids. Yes, sir. Do I waste my money? 10% of my money is wasted. So I believe we need to know our timing and risk tolerance, even in education. A lot of kids will ask me, you know, I do a lot of work with the Gary V's and the Ed Milettes and the Tom Bilyeus, the guys you see on the video, and they're like, Dave, should I go to college? I'm like, college is an investment in yourself. So number one, if you're not going to invest in yourself, what are you ever going to invest in? I'm going to remind you that when you sit there at practice and other people are effing around, when you sit there studying and other people are effing around, and you sit there giving back to the kids that are watching and admiring you and saying, someday I want to be like you, I want to be drafted like you, I want to go to a school like that, and they have no idea, then you'll know exactly why you're doing what you're doing. And so for all of us, you literally have to live by who you want to be or better, and do the work.